If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 tonight. Verse 1. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." As we see this in Revelation here, John the Revelator is writing to us, and he said he showed him a pure river, water of life. I thank God for that water of life, don't you? Without the water of life, there'd be no life. But I thank God that there's water tonight. There's water that comes from the throne of grace, and it comes down to where we are, and it helps our hearts, and it leads us in the ways of righteousness for His name's sake. It helps us in every aspect of our life to know exactly who He is, what He expects of us, and the help that He has to give us and to show us the right way, even in the day that we live, when there's wickedness all around us. People are in turmoil. People are dissuaded. They're giving up. They have no hope. But I'm glad today that He is my hope. Without Him, I'd be like all the rest of the world, just hopeless, a hopeless mess. But I'm glad today that Christ Jesus is my hope, for not only for this world, but for eternity, amen, for that world to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can see here, he said that he showed me a pure river of water, of life. Amen. He said that's what's real. Life is real. It's a real thing. We live life day by day. Life is something that we all have to deal with. Amen. You get up of a morning, and from time you get up, you go back to bed. You're dealing with your life. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that we've got one that said He'd be right there with us. And I praise God. But I won't say your life doesn't end when you pillow your head at night. Amen. We can cast our cares on Him knowing He cares for us, pillow our head, and wake up in the morning knowing He's going to be there with us while we're sleeping. Amen. Amen. When we're not even thinking about Him, praise God, He's on. We're on His mind. Amen. Why, how do you know that? Because He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. That means when you're asleep, and praise God, when you're going about work, when you're not thinking about Him, He's thinking about you. Amen. That's a river of life, praise God. That's where life comes from. That's what's wrong with the world today. They don't have no hope. Because they don't have no life. Because everything around them is just darkness everywhere they look. But I thank God tonight for that good water. Amen. Thank that good water life. I'd like to preach just a few minutes, if God to be my help, on good water, something to look forward to. Amen. Good water, something to look forward to. Now, I've been in a lot of dry places in my lifetime. I've been out in the field. I've been one time I was down there in the lower place, and I was digging post holes and didn't take nothing to drink, and that sun was beating down hot, and boy, I got to thinking, if I don't go get some drink, I'm going to die. I felt like I was just parched. I didn't have no saliva left in me. Couldn't have made up a spit to spit if I had to. But praise God. I mean, I'm talking about dry. How many times you've been dry in your life? I'm afraid we're living in a world that's dry tonight. Yeah. Amen. But there's some good water, praise God. And He said it flows from the throne of grace. I'm glad tonight, praise God. And when the darkness looms down on us, praise God, there's some water of life, praise God, that'll stimulate us. It'll give us that we need, praise God, to keep on for Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That refreshing from the Lord. I'm afraid we need that tonight like we never have. We need a refreshing from the Lord. Refreshment from the throne of grace. Praise God. Now He's got it for us. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we get to looking around and there's so much darkness, we get caught up in the dark. Amen. We get caught up in the dark. But I will say one of these days, in a little while, that darkness is going to fade. Amen. Why? Because the water, that good water, something to be, something to look forward to, praise, is going to overflow all of us. Amen. It's going to overflow us. It's going to overflow the world. It's going to overflow everything, praise God, that you can even think about here tonight. Amen. It's that water from the throne of grace that's going to be poured out by the Lord. Now, the Bible says there's darkness. It says there's going to be darker times ahead. And then the church is going to go out of here. This world's going to be turned over to wickedness on every hand. Can you imagine what it's like? The only thing holding this thing together right now is the Christian. Amen. Men, women, boys, and girls like us, praise God, that's trying to stand on that old path, trying to stand in that old way, praise God, trying to look at and see that it's good, praise the Lord, because we serve a good God. Amen. But one day, Brother Bill, church is going to be taken out of here, and this thing's going to be a mess. Amen. They're going to be the awfulest time of turmoil there ever was. He even talks about a battle of Armageddon. Amen. When every nation, every people by a nation, tongue, praise God, is going to rise up. They're going to rise up not only against that little nation of Israel, but they're going to rise up against God Almighty. They're going to think they can win, but guess what? I got news for them. They ain't going to win. He says in Zechariah chapter 14, he said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and that city shall be taken, and the houses riffled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle." Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, there's some things going to happen. It's going to get bad around here. It's going to get bad here on earth. Thank God. But we're going to be in heaven rejoicing around the throne of grace. We're going to be praising God and giving him glory. Amen. Praise God. Is everything going all to pieces here in the world? Amen. We're going to be shouting and praising the Lord. Amen. All the saints of God are going to be with him. And I said, how do you know that? Because he said we would. He said, be absent from body, be present with the Lord. And I heard a story, praise God. He said, we're going to drop down these, we're going to drop out these old bodies, praise God, and we're going to be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. We're going to be raptured out of here to go be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. And he's going to one day get up a mighty army. And he's going to say, hey, who wants to go back with me? Amen. Glory to God. I love to ride. I used to love to ride. He got a stable in white horses, Brother Bill. One of these days he's going to say, hey, he said, who wants to go with me? Amen. And boy, baby, he's going to be a multitude of saints going to throw up her hands. He said, Lord, we want to go. He'll say, let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. Amen. You show him your hands are pure. Amen. You ain't got nobody, no begrudgment in your hands and no begrudgment in your heart. Thank God, you just got the praise of God all over you. Amen. Amen. And you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, mount up, youngins, it's time to go. He said, the children of earth. He said, hey, he said, I've tarried long enough. Praise God, mount up and we're gone. Amen. That eastern sky is going to split. Praise God, a moment of thought. Praise God, here we'll come. They're going to be gathered over there in the battle, getting ready to fight against the nation of Israel and those peoples. And then the Lord's going to show up. Amen. And with his mouth he's going to speak. He said, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. That's when he fought in the day of the battle. Amen. Guess who's going to win? I said that to say this, praise God. We might as well get on Jesus' side because he's the winning side. I don't know about you, I don't like to be on a losing side. Amen, I like to pick a winner. Amen. Jesus is the winner. He comes out on top. Amen. Praise God, the darkness is going to be overshadowing, praise God. And just when it seems that it can't get no darker, no more dismal on this earth, praise God. All hell's going to break loose in the battle of Armageddon in the valley of Jezreel, praise God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is coming with an army from glory. Amen. Can't even be numbered for multitude. Glory to God is greater than the sands of the seas. Man, praise the Lord, can you imagine? Amen. You say, we don't have to do nothing. We're not going to have to strike a lick. We're just observers. Amen. Because the Lord's going to destroy with the brightness of his coming, praise God. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I said, when they look up and they see him and see the magnitude of his magnificence, praise God, they're just going to fall down as dead men. Woo! Amen. Praise God. Hey, but I tell you what, I ain't going to wait till then. I'm going to do it now. I'm just going to bow my knee before a holy God and say, Lord God, Jesus, I love you, praise God. I choose you. Amen. He made provision for us to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that says, he says, after this battle's over. See, the darkness is overshadowing us. Darkness is there. Darkness is removed out of the way. Look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. He said, there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. See, Lord Jesus, God, he's going to be that magnificent light that'll light it all. But I want to say that same Jesus, praise God, today will light your life, praise God. He'll set your heart on fire, amen, with illumination from glory if we'll let Him. Amen. But we got to let Him. Amen. Praise God. Because the darkness is everywhere. How do you get rid of darkness? You turn on the light. Amen. The Bible says then darkness has to flee. Amen. I'll never forget what Miss G said. She said it comes times and things, it seems like darkness is closing in on you. You ever been there? We all have. But she said, I figured out how to get by that. So I just shut my eyes and said, Jesus, 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 praise God. And said, the light come on. Amen. Darkness has to flee, praise God. And illumination of God will shine in the room. Amen. That light from glory is going to come down. Amen. That living water that's flowing. Praise the Lord. Bible says He's going to come down in Zechariah 14, verse 4. He said, His feet shall stand that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst, thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And height of the mountain shall be removed toward the north, and height of it toward the south. Amen. He said, ain't going to be a great big... The Lord Jesus is coming down. He's going to put away all this opposition. He's going to land on the Mount of Olives when His feet touch down in that place that He left out of here from. Pray God said it's going to cleave in the midst. Amen. To the east and to the west. Pray God there's going to be a great valley flowing down through there. Amen. There's going to be a great valley. Just open up. Amen. You say, well, why would He do that? Because look what He said He's going to do in verse 8. He said, and it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, high for them toward the former sea, and high for them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. He said, glory be to God. When the Lord God of glory comes back and He said, makes His presence known, He said, these living waters, it's going to flow from the throne of grace, and it's going to, hey, glory be to God, it's going to make life everything it touches. Amen. Said it's going to flow out of the throne of grace. Amen. And it's going to make that Dead Sea that we've been showing on Sunday nights, it's drying up. Drying up at a rate of 3 meters a year. Now that don't sound like much. When you look at the shoreline, you say, well, 3 meters ain't but right at three feet. But when you figure the magnitude of the Dead Sea, and you figure that the whole thing's dropping as much as 3 meters a year. So what you do is you take your meter stick, you don't just go straight in, you have to go straight out. Amen. And it's a drying up. Why? Because one of these days, just a little while, amen, there ain't hardly nothing left. They got to cut a canal through there just so the water could get down to those hotels at the other end. Praise God, because God's getting ready to praise God to come back, and they're going to be living waters that'll flow down through there. Praise God, that whole valley will be a growing, praise God, and blossoming like a rose. Amen. He said, preacher, why you get so excited about that? Because I'm going to get to be there. Amen. I'm going to get to see it, but I pray God bloom like a rose. The place that was desert. The place that was desert, kind of like my heart used to be. Amen. There was a time when my heart was dried up just like a desert. Amen. Have you ever been there? Dried up just like a desert. But praise God, one day those living waters, amen, begin to flow through my heart. Those living waters, praise God, it flow from the throne of grace, amen. They begin to flow across my soul. Things begin to grow. Things begin to blossom. Amen. I'm not that man I used to be. I'm not the one I'm going to be, but I'm not the man I used to be. Praise God, those waters is going to flow down. They're going to come from the east. The waters, it's going to split from the east to west, and those waters is going to flow down through there from the throne of grace, the very presence of God. That living water is going to flow down through there. Amen? Well, preacher said, how do you know what's going to take place? Because God tells us. Amen? I like what He told Ezekiel about that in Ezekiel 47. Remember the man with the measuring rod? He's taking Ezekiel through there, and he's showing Ezekiel how things is going to be rebuilt, how the temple and everything's going to be reset up. and he's measuring everything. He's showing him, praise God. He's what he's doing. He's trying to show Ezekiel that this is real. Amen. It's real. It's not make-believe. It's not made up. He says, here, I want to show you. He said, I want to lay out some measurements here. He said, I just show you that God's got a plan. Amen. I like it when God just shows us. Don't you? Amen. So he takes old Ezekiel here. He's measured all these things, the places of worship, sanctuary, and all this. And he comes to verse 47. Ezekiel 47. He says, afterward, after he'd showed him all these other things, amen, all the measurements of the temple and all the measurements of the places of worship and all the things that they need to see for sacrifice and for worship of God. He said, afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. Now watch this. And behold, what coming out of them? Waters. Amen. Glory. From the throne of grace, the waters is issuing out. What's he talking about? He's talking about what John was seeing over in Revelation. Praise God. He said, there's living water flowing out the doors. Praise God. Amen. He said, brought me again to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the left side of the altar. Amen. He said those waters was issuing out of the house of the presence of God. He said, then brought he me out of the way, out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. So he took him to the outside of the city, outskirts of the city. And he said, behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters and the waters were up to the ankles. Amen. Woo! He said, hey, listen, he said he brought him out there and he said them waters would begin to rise. Them living waters, praise God. I won't say that's what's been, that's what's been happening down in here. Praise God, God's been a blessing. God's been a helping. God's been a giving us encouragement and the waters is beginning to rise. Amen. You say, preacher, we need a Holy Ghost revival. You know what? I've been praying about that. I've been praying, God, please just give us Holy Ghost revival. You know what he said? He said, why don't you do it? I praise God. Just have a devil killing, a God stirring heart, a God stirring life, praise God, and let those waters flow. Amen. Amen. I don't want to ever be accused of damning the waters. Amen. 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 I appreciate these folks that get up and just praise God on purpose. Praise God, I appreciate you. Don't ever want to be accused of damning the waters. Hindering the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, hey, licking. He said, this is real, praise God. He measured out 1,000 cubits and said it was up to his ankles. Amen. He's out there waiting around in it. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because it's real. Amen. We ever get to believing it, we'll begin to get to believing it's real. We'll be wanting to get out there and wet our feet. I like watching little children. They like to get out there in that water and they'll wait. My little granddaughter, she'll get out there and boy, she'll get her feet in it. She'll sit on the side, push, she'll pass by her feet. That water's cold. She don't want to get in. Amen. She'll just kick her little feet in, but she don't want to go in. But he said he measured 1,000. It's up to his ankles. He said, again, he measured 1,000, brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Amen. Praise God. He said he went out. He said he measured another 1,000 cubits. Say, took me out there and said that water was coming up on me. He said that water was getting up higher and higher. Glory be to God. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I get excited when the water starts rising. I get excited, praise God, when the water from the throne of grace begins to come out and begins to get on these people. Praise God, we get excited about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't believe there's ever been a day that water ain't just perfect. Amen. It's never too cold and it's never too hot. Praise God, it's always just perfect. That water comes from the throne of grace. Praise God, it's just perfect. And he began to get out there and got up to his knees. Amen. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through and the waters to the loins. Glory be to God, he got out there and it was up to his waist. Amen. That water, I believe that water, by the time he stepped in that water, come up to about his belt line. I believe old Ezekiel saying, well, glory. Amen. Maybe before, when he's up to his ankles, he said, well, maybe this is just a dream. Got up to his knees, he said, well, maybe this is just a little bit exciting. Amen. Amen. Those living waters are flowing all around me. Praise God. It sure feels pretty nice. But praise God, when he got up to his loins, praise the Lord. Amen. That living water began to flow there. He said, glory be to God. It's going to touch me for generations. Amen. He said, this ain't just for me. Praise God. It's for me and all that come along. God. Those that will, praise God, take up those living waters. Amen. Praise God. I believe old Ezekiel about splashed the river dry. Amen. I believe he got excited. I would. Amen. God began to pour it out on me. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's in there and them waters up. Amen. Glory be to God. He realized that God gave him to sustain him for generation to generation to generation to come. Praise God. Just a jumping and a shouting and a praising God. And he looks around and a man with the rod measures another 1,000. Glory be to God. And he said, it's waters to swim in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just hear him and he says, yeah, glory. Go get mama, go get the children. Amen. They gonna want to get in on this. He said, come see what the Lord has done. Amen. Those waters, I can see they begin to rise. And God don't do stuff in a little way. I believe those waters begin to rise. And have healing in their wings. Amen. Those living waters begin to touch those banks of Jordan. They begin to pour out going down that valley. I mean, I'm talking about a great river. Amen. He said it's too big. Amen. It's too big for a man to even get across. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a flowing river. Praise God. It's flowing from the throne of grace. Amen. And he looks back at it and he says, glory be to God. He said, wait a minute. What's that over there? Look at the flowers blooming. Look at the trees are growing. Look at the greenery. Look at the fascinating things that God has done. That thing begins to blossom like a rose. Amen. Boy, he's got something to shout about because in a, it won't be too long, but there'll be some folks down there sitting on the shores of En Gedi with fishing poles. Amen. In that old Dead Sea where nothing can live. But praise God, those living waters has done flowed down. But see, that's the way we were. We were dead. Cold and dead. Our heart was like a heart of stone. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of folks still profess to be Christians, but they've got an old heart of stone. And I tell you what, if we'll let God take out that old heart stuff and He'll give us a heart of flesh. He'll give us a heart that can weep, a heart that can cry, a heart that can praise a good God of glory. Amen. He'll change us from the inside out. Why, living waters can begin to flow. This don't do a whole lot of good when water flows over an old hard rock. It takes it years and years and years to change that rock at all. Amen. But when those living waters of the Spirit, praise God, flow over our heart of flesh, it don't take but just a few minutes, amen, to see the waters beginning to rise, to see the excitement, praise God, of being a child of God in this wicked world which we live, getting excited about what God's already done and the promises that He's made. Bless His holy name. He said afterward, verse 5, He measured 1,000 and it was a river I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a water that could not be passed over. Amen. Praise God, when God gives you a river, a Holy Ghost river down in your soul, praise God, you can't just jump across it. Amen. Praise God, you're going to have to spend some time. You have to spend some time down there, amen, around that. You have to spend some time, praise God, where there's a place, amen, where you can get in and get it all over you on purpose, praise God. You won't have to worry about having a lag down at the house of God. You won't have to worry about having a lag down at your house, praise God, because it'll be overflowing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said unto me, son of man, now watch this. You say, preacher, you make a lot of this up. No, listen what he says. He said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? He said, is it enough to convince you? Have you seen enough? Amen. Hey, praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him, and I've done seen enough, praise God, to get me excited. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks? We ain't ever seen enough of God, amen, to get us excited. Praise God, I've seen enough of Him, Brother Andrew, to get me excited. Realize I'm just a pilgrim passing through. One day I'm going to be with Him. Amen. I'm going to be where those living waters flow. Amen. Praise the Lord. So then he brought me, and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea. Talking about the Dead Sea. Which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be what? Healed. Amen. See, I want to say the waters of God have a healing capacity. Amen. Anything, hey listen, anything that's wrong with you tonight, praise God, the healing waters, amen. That living water from God can heal it tonight. It can make you good as new. Amen. Praise God, we just believe Him, trust Him, come to Him, praise God. He'll take, pour those waters out on you. Glory be to God and make us new in the Lord. Then said He unto me, these waters issue out of Christ. And He said, that waters shall be healed. Verse 9 said, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live, and there shall be very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. Amen. There's a lot of folks tonight caught up in death. They're just as black and dark as death. But praise God, He said, when those what living waters flow over you, He said, you'll come to life. He said, you'll be stirred and revived. You say, how do you do it? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. That blood that He shed on Calvary. See, that's where it started at, Brother Andrew. When they pierced His side, He said, it's finished. They pierced His side, and it says, forthwith came out blood and water, praise God. Let me say, the blood has to come first, and then the water. Amen. It flows out, praise God, and it's continuous. It's a perpetual flow. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. That blood and water that covers the sins of mankind. He said, shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a great, very great multitude of fishes, that because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. And watch this. You think, I think sometimes you think I'm just kidding you. I tell you this stuff. Look at verse 10. And it shall come to pass that the fishers, the fishermen, shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Gallim. And they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Amen. Praise God. Those waters is going to come through there. Those waters are going to be healing waters. And he said, down there at En-Gedi, when we were there in November, those waters was, I mean, you couldn't even see the water from En-Gedi. It's gone, ain't it? When I was there before, I mean, the water was up there. You could see it. When I was there 15 years ago, that water was there. You can't see it now. It's gone. But he said, in a little while, Jesus is going to come back. His feet's going to hit there and praise God. That water's going to come from the throne of grace. And he said, it's going to be living waters poured out there. And said, them fellas going to be, I wonder if it'd be old Peter and John. Amen. Peter and John, him, praise God, they maybe get over there and give some fishing lessons. Amen. Say, yeah, let me show you how to do it. Amen. Let me show you how to use a casting net. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I used it for fish, and then we used them for men. Amen. Praise God. Try to get them in those living waters. Praise God. Take men out of those men that's flopping around on the earth and dying. Praise God, to get them over there into that living water. Amen. So they can get some life in, so they can be revived and refreshed. Amen. Glory be to God. What a time we're going to have. He said, praise God, we're going to come down there to a place. He said, we're going to catch, he said, great, from the catch according to their kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Amen. They'd be hanging them up. Praise the Lord, that fish like out of the Mediterranean, those great sea bass and stuff that they catch. Glory be to God, they're going to be a living in the Dead Sea, because it's not going to be dead no more. It's going to be a living sea. Amen. Glory be to God, and the very water from the throne of grace is going to fill it up. And boy, God's people are going to be rejoicing and praising the Lord, giving Him praise and glory for all that He's doing. Amen. And those living waters begin to flow. Praise God. Those same living waters that makes me and you alive today. Praise God. To see the same living waters that'll give life to that place over there. You see, there's only one person that can give life. You know who that was? That's the Creator of the world Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Me and you are here today because the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, made us in the likeness and image of Him and His Father. Amen. They put us here. They put us here on this earth, praise God, to love them and give them glory. But when they made us and put them there, God breathed into Adam that breath of life and he became a living soul. Praise God, he knew that day that we was going to mess up. He knew that day it was going to mess up. And Jesus said, that's all right, Father, I'll go. Amen. He said, I'll go. I'll take those living waters with me. Amen. And we'll make all things. Boy, God, that good water, it begins to flow. And that's something to look forward to. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we begin to see those? But I'm going to say tonight, and I'm done. I'm going to say tonight, praise God, you can experience those living waters right now. You can experience. We don't have to wait. Yes, amen. Good water's flowing all around here. Amen. Amen. You don't have to wait, praise God. Do like old Ezekiel, wait out a little bit. Amen. When you get used to it, wait out just a little bit more. Amen. You don't have to start out swimming, praise God. Just get in there and wait a little. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. The water's, it's worth it. It's something to look forward to. Boy, it's good. Amen. Praise God. If you ain't getting a little of what Rex is getting, praise God, I'll tell you how to fix it. Just wait out a little bit. Amen. Just wait out a little bit. Maybe get your feet wet. Amen. Hey, get in that book, praise God. And you come across something that flows, that floods your soul, praise God, in the privacy of your own home, just throw your arm out and say, whoopee. Amen. Amen. Now just get your feet wet. And before long, praise God, you'll be in here going, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because that living water, it just when it gets a flow and it gets coming up, praise God, you can't contain it. Amen. But we just gotta open the gate and let it come in. Just realize, praise God, God's wanting to pour it out. God is pouring it out, praise God. And we just gotta want that water. Just gotta want that water, praise God. It'll overflow us, it'll help us. You say, preacher, how do we know we can get it? Because Jesus said we could. And he said in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. And he said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. I wonder why we hold back and we don't get in. Hey, it's free. Hey, listen, this is the only thing in this world that's free. And it's for me. And it's for you. And he said, come and take it freely because it's here for us. Amen. Praise God. It's here for us to enjoy. Listen to what Jesus said in chapter 7 of John. He said, in the last day, there, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. There's our invitation. He said, if you're thirsty, come get a drink. When I was digging those post holes over there, I was digging those post holes, I was putting in fence. Uncle James had hired me while he was at work to build a fence. The first day I done it, and I put a big bunch of fence posts in. Well, I thought I'd done good. I'd got a real good day's work in. He come in from work and went over and got a hold of one of them and went... And I said, what'd you do that for? He said, son, them's loose. You can't do it like that. So he went down there and pulled them every one back up. And he said, here, let me show you. He said, let me show you how to do it. He cleaned the post, the hole out. He put that post in. He put a little dirt in it, and then he packed it. Got it good around the bottom. Amen. He put a little more in. He got it good. You know, as he went up, he kept packing that thing. When he got done, boy, that thing was there. I didn't know. I was just a kid. I was just 12, 13. I didn't know. But I learned. Well, the next day I was there and I was putting them things and I was sweating. It's hot. Water's running, dripping off of me. I was packing them steak while I was making... Son, when I got done, they wouldn't wiggle. He wasn't going to get me twice. And boy, I remember I was sweating. I had water running off of me. I thought, man, I'm going to die. I got to get some. And I heard Aunt Mary. She said, Jeff. And what? She said, go here and get you some lunch. I got a big old jug of Kool-Aid. Son, I started slobbing up, whatever you call that. Oh, man, just thinking about it. I wanted some of that, but I couldn't get over quick enough. Why? Because I was thirsty. Amen. It didn't take me long. Well, I went across through there, and we got a sewer pipe that goes through our property, comes down through ours, and goes down through his, and there's a sewer line across the creek. Sticks up out of the creek about that. Son, I hit that pipe just to run, and I didn't even slow down. Run right across that pipe, run past the barn, went down to the house. Amen. Get me some of that Kool-Aid. Cool, refreshing. Amen. And I pulled in there, and Aunt Mary had that sitting there. Boy, big old glass, ice cold. Boy, it didn't take me but a minute to down. She said, don't drink that too fast. It'll make you sick. I said, glory be to God. That's the best stuff I ever put in my mouth. Why? Because I was thirsty. I said that to say this. You know why we don't get in and only it's living water? Because most of the time we don't come thirsty. If we come thirsty, amen, if we come thirsty, God will pour it out for us. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, he's blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. That Kool-Aid was good, boy. I could feel it. It was like it cooled me from my head and my toe. Sucking her down. But I tell you what, that precious word of life, that water of life, praise God, I come in here sometimes, glory be to God, and I come for refreshing. I come looking. I'm praying, oh God. Every time somebody gets up and starts saying something, I say, oh God, touch them, Lord. All over them, God. Bless them on purpose, God. Amen. Why? Because when you get blessed, I get blessed. And then somebody else gets blessed. And I tell you, before we know it, I'll go home blessed. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You want to be filled with the sweet Spirit of God? You want that water to overflow your heart? Praise God, just seek it and desire it. We got to get thirsty for it. When we get thirsty for it, praise God, the Lord, He said, we shall be filled.